Hey, everybody, this is Delta Green Dead Channels, where I have stolen the Delta Green RPG's license from a safe buried beneath the concrete of Shane Ivy's basement home. I'm on the run. I can do whatever I want with it. We're putting helicarriers in. They can't stop me until they take me down, and I'm at an undisclosed location. So the people who have met me there to disgrace their artistic integrity are going to introduce themselves now, plug your stuff, and then we can talk about who your character is. So,
hey, it's Raspberry. I'm a Ravenclaw. No.
I will know whether or not Shane listens to these very quickly once I post this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I am playing Agent Casey Crick, an FBI agent. It is my mission to send as many FBI agents into hell as possible while playing Delta Green. And I am.
While playing Delta Green, satire.
Yeah. While playing Delta Green. Check out. I'm at Ross Payton on Twitter. You can check out all of my podcasts, Roleplaying Book Radio, Night Clerk Radio, The Mix Six, and all that jazz.
You can also buy RPPR shirts that say, "I am here to bring as many FBI agents into hell as I can."
I will walk backwards into hell.
They're selling out. T-Public is going crazy with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next.
Hello. I am Rob Stith, that guy who told a cool story on the Mixed Six that one time. And I am playing Jacob Crick, a high school senior who has just recently realized that nothing he's ever learned is going to help him. You can check out my work on the Orpheus Protocol, which is good time for the voice to break. On the Orpheus Protocol, which is my cosmic horror espionage actual play podcast in the role-playing system that I have myself designed. It should be on any podcatcher you should wish to look for it on Orpheus Protocol. And that's like it. That's my whole life, so.
I am Maddie. I am playing Lucy. She is 9 years old, has aspirations to be a nurse, and doesn't really get why everyone else is so grumpy. Don't really have anything to plug. She'll be right.
Hey, it's Max from Good Brews, Bad Views. Today I'm playing Roger Crick, the second shift plant manager of the plant where they make the Canyon Arrow. You can find me on Good Brews, Bad Views, where we're finding out if good beer makes bad movies any better. Maybe it does, but, you know, that's for a different podcast.
Hello, I am Claire. I will be playing Shelly, who is a second-year pre-med college student and is kind of just over everything, which has caused some tension. You can also find me on Good Brews, Bad Views pretty frequently and in the Good Brews, Bad Views spinoff podcast that Max and I have started called Dicin' and Drinkin', where we play spooky games and mostly just hear me get very scared about things being described to me.
So I'm trying something a little different, not quite helicarrier Ravenclaw different, but we'll see. And telling away from the neoliberal nihilism, going to try a more family oriented horror Delta Green story. We'll see if it works or not. It may just be a stupid thing I came up with while high, but what is it? So nothing's disqualified there. So yeah, now that we know who our characters are, I'll start off by asking us all a few questions. Max, where do you guys live? It's got to be rather secluded and kind of upscale.
Secluded, upscale. What's the upscale neighborhood in the Kansas City area?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm fine with dumping every terrible thing in the galaxy on Overland Park. So yeah, you definitely live in Overland Park. Cool. You're working. I guess you're doing design. There's not a lot of Canyon Arrow being built in Kansas City, but yeah, you're doing a lot of design work there. Why do you really need your job right now? What's going on at the plant?
Well, there's a lot of production issues. The Canyon Arrow is a new design, and it's just issue after issue, shortages, just things are going wrong. And it's starting to get noticed in the press, so really need to keep my job because I've got 3 kids to put through school and a boat to pay off.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, so Casey, what do you do for a living?
I am an FBI agent. I guess if we're close enough to Kansas City, attached to that field office. I've recently gotten to a point in my career where I can be a manager, supervisor of other agents, so I don't have to go out on investigations anymore. I'm just office politics and managing people and that kind of thing. So,
That's why you could move here, right? You could go with you go with Roger's job, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
cool. What do you really do for a living?
Well, I am a member of the Outlaws.
What was the last thing you did for a living? You think about it a lot. Time you got called to go out and do your living, what was that?
I found out there's this thing called essential salts, and it's real bad when you fuck up bringing them back. And we had to burn a building down, and I still have, the screams lasted a long time. There was a farmhouse out in the middle of Kansas that nothing's ever going to grow there again.
Who's your work husband at this job?
Like my partner?
Yeah, who you pal around with when you go out for drinks all of a sudden without an excuse?
Johnny Prime.
Johnny Prime.
Yeah.
Agent Prime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your husband's not too quick on the uptake, is he? When you're telling stuff. Okay, cool. I was like, oh, okay. It's good, honey. You and Agent Prime have fun. You hang out with your boss? Name? Cool. Yeah. He sounds like a nice guy. All right. Shelly, what do you want to specialize in when you get your pre-med degree?
I have a weird fascination with knives, so I'm really looking forward to being a surgeon.
Cool. Awesome. So it's sophomore year of college, right? Where are you going? Is it like UMKC? You going to a community school? Where are you at currently?
Right now I'm at community college just to get some of those prereqs out of the way, but I'm hoping to transfer to university next year.
Yeah, and then you'll probably be out of the house, right?
Exactly, that's the goal.
Cool. Are you paying your own way?
Parents are helping, but I do have a part-time job to pay for, like, books and supplies.
Oh, where's that at?
The local Jimmy John's.
Cool.
Cool. I disagree with their politics, but they're the only place that would hire me with my schedule.
Who is the person who you work for at Jimmy John's?
This weird stoner named Brad who keeps offering to drive me home, and I keep coming up with excuses to get away from that.
Okay. Brad is the Jimmy John's manager. All right, that's very good. Who is your friend from school? Your best pal that you pal around with.
In your pre-med, you get pretty busy and you only really get close to people in your classes. So I have this guy, Josh, that I pal around with. We study together and kind of just blow off steam together.
All right, cool. That is good to know. All right, so next is Jacob. Jacob, why do you fucking hate it here? Ugh.
Because it's just hell's waiting room. Like, our culture is dying. Our planet is dying. All of the mistakes that we've made as a society are what we love to do more of all the time. And I just kind of learned in the last year or two, I was given the poison gift of self-awareness by a friend of mine who is much smarter than me. And I've realized that I'm not a special person. I'm not actually talented at the things that I've been spending my time at. And really, I'm just white and male. And so people have treated me like I mattered. And they're all wrong. And I can't do anything.
Which YouTuber told, or TikToker told you this?
Oh,
I'm trying to figure out where your life philosophy came from.
Well, I don't want to get into anything that's gonna get someone canceled in real life. But yeah, let's just say that I really got into BreadTube and didn't catch any of the irony of like the monetization behind that stuff.
Oh man, that's a shame. I'm sure Mom doesn't bring that up to rub it in when you heartbreakingly talk about being betrayed by leftists. Yeah.
Yeah. I've probably learned my lesson about topics at the dinner table, you know.
Okay, cool. Why is Lucy still okay?
She's just pure.
All right, cool. Lucy, what's the most important thing in the world right now?
It would have to be our cat, right?
Okay, what's your cat's name?
The cat's name is Tiger, because I got to name it, and it had stripes on it.
Is there an event with Tiger coming up that's like super important to you? Does he have a pageant? Is he a show cat? Are you filming a calendar with him? Does he just need a vet appointment?
He has a fashion show, so I've been making like all these doll clothings that I had, and the ones that are too big I've been forcing him to wear. And he fits into the dresses really well, so I've got a couple of those, and we're gonna do a fashion parade with him.
All right, very good. All right, so what skill do you want to roll for making cat clothes for Tiger?
Oh God, what skill would that be?
I mean, getting the clothes on him is unarmed combat.
Yeah.
We're not.
It's like survival, maybe.
Yeah, do it. Roll them.
Yeah, it's probably persuade, but no.
Okay. Yeah. Roll for cat clothes. How'd you do, Lucy?
74. That is a fail.
All right, what does Tiger look like with a 74 cat clothing roll?
He looks like a cat that has got the he's got one of his paws through the arm of the dress, and then he's just run away. So he's now just like trailing it through the house.
All right, Lucy,
out
you're
the
gonna
door into the backyard.
Oh my, this is so huge. Like, you've basically told everyone that you are going to dominate this cat fashion show, and it's going for it. You're going to need some help. Who do you go to?
I 100% go to Rob. I go to Jacob.
Okay. Jacob, what's going on in your room when a cat dragging a one-legged princess costume comes angrily fleeing into it? Yeah.
I'm listening to a cassette tape of black metal that was recorded out in the woods somewhere and reading William Blake.
Okay.
Lucy, and I just kind of look up at this cat fiasco and it just kind of, yeah, that makes sense.
All right, ask for help. It's Big Bro. He's got this.
Jacob, Tiger's getting away. You can't let him. Please, Jacob, quick. You can get him. He's got to wear the dress. You know the show's tonight.
Oh, God. So, animal cruelty, not really Jacob's thing, but disappointing Lucy even less. Just going to try to help Tiger and myself get through this as best we can.
All right. What are your cat fashion skills?
Goodness. Let's see. Unarmed combat.
Okay. Roll for it.
I'm going to channel my inner BJJ bro here and see what we can do. I made it. In fact, I criticaled.
Wow.
Okay, what splendiferous outfit do you arrange for Tiger using found object?
Well, I mean, whatever Lucy wants.
Okay, Lucy. Yeah, what does Tiger look like?
God, I want to say Jacob has a lot of alternate fashion, so now it's like a spiked, one of those like spiked bracelets, but that's now like a part of the waistcoat, the belt around the dress that
Tiger's
is using
on the
it to like hold the dress.
Yes.
100%.
Okay. Poor Tiger. All right. So, Shelly, what do you really need for class tonight?
I'm looking for my blue notebook, which is what I use for my math and science classes, because math and sciences are blue colored and Shelly will fight anyone who disagrees. I can't find it. I can't find my blue notebook for class.
Oh, Tiger ate some of the fishnet on his outfit and threw up on it. So, yeah. Also, the cat's in fishnet stockings. But mainly it threw up on your blue notebook.
Yeah, I don't
make a sand check.
Twice.
Roll sand.
Roll sand.
In helplessness. 0-1.
I barely pass my sand check.
Yes.
But
you
I pass.
You gotta keep it together.
I'm keeping it together.
Alright, what are you gonna do about this?
I'm gonna pick up my notebook. I'm going to walk into just the doorway of Lucy's room. I'm going to look at her just dead in the eye and not say anything and use my bare hand to scrape the cat puke from the lid of my notebook onto the floor of her bedroom. And I'm going to stomp away very angrily.
Mom!
All right. What are you working on? What are you working on, Casey?
I am doing some forms and just doing a bit of light embezzling for the outlaws. So, you know, shifting funds and assets to be used by cutouts so they can, you know, go on missions. Just part of the regular background work for Delta Green, you know. So, yeah. Just
your phone rings.
Okay, I answer it. What's the number?
Redacted. It's withheld. Yeah.
Okay. Is it my burner phone or is it my work phone?
Oh, it's your burner phone. Yeah.
Okay. I answer.
Hey, your daughter's here.
Yeah,
Lucy's there. And she's very angry that cat puke has, well, somehow your other daughter puked, cat puked in your, anyway, Lucy can explain it. Explain it, Lucy.
Shelly came into my room and she made Tiger sick on her book, and then so she could put it in my room, and now it's
drop.
All in my room and it's stinky.
Don't south.
She's so mean.
Okay.
15 minutes.
Look,
roll sand.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah, I make that. Just another day.
All right, yeah, just hold it together. What are you going to do?
Okay, Lucy, I love you, but what do we talk about solving problems on our own? And, you need
it's
to be strong.
Smelly and gross. Oh, she didn't put it in. Why did she do it to me?
Well, I love you, and you need to understand that sometimes when you let Tiger eat on things, he pukes up. That's what cats do.
Your burner goes off.
Okay, Lucy, I have to go. There's an emergency. People are need me. Do you know what I go out and help people, right?
You don't help me.
Oh no,
old man!
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep. Just stone cold.
Fuck them kids. No.
Look, I keep the bad people away, and there's some really bad people out there. And I have to go. Look,
all right, all right, Roger, you can go in late on Wednesdays. So you actually get to cook dinner for the family before you go in. What are you cooking?
Chicken fried rice.
All right. How's it going?
okay. I mean, it's nothing fancy. It's just, you know, white rice and like those frozen peas and carrots bags. And
I'll let you check in times five for that. Like, okay. how good's the fried rice? I'll say it's probably an intelligence score. Maybe charisma. I don't know. It's cooking love.
Oh, no. Not well. It is not going well at all.
Is that a fumble?
No. Okay. No.
It's, yeah. Beep, beep. Yeah, you're waving. Yeah, it's getting kind of bad.
And I think right when the chaos mounts, Jacob pokes his head in and says, "Hey, Dad, did you remember to, like, leave aside some of it without the meat?" And
You can just Jacob, can't you just pick out the chicken? I mean, I gotta feed the entire family. Your mom's gotta go into the office, and
she's supposed to be with the kids. You're supposed to go to the office right now.
Yeah, I gotta go into the office, so I'm just trying to, you know, get all this stuff done.
You could actually feed more of the murder remnants to the other people if you didn't put it in
Casey,
my
he
purse.
He absolutely cannot go in the office. He needs to stay with the kids. You have to go right now, like right now.
Okay.
The text said, "Bring the wad cutter." You have to go. Like,
okay, I'm going. I never kiss mind, Lucy goodbye fine. And go.
Hey, your wife's just leaving.
Honey, wait, what? I thought you were home with the kids this evening. I gotta head in like 45 minutes. Who's gonna?
There's an emergency.
Really? I mean, I got my own emergency to deal with. I mean, not to mention dinner's basically
I'm
ruined.
Already gone. I just leave.
Yeah, just peels out in the distance.
Bye, I guess. All right, okay, back to this.
Your phone's ringing.
Who's
mine?
Roger, yeah.
Yep, all right. Do I know who it is? Or
yeah, where are you?
I'm at home. I'm fixing dinner for my kids.
You have got to get in here. It is a disaster.
Oh, God. More union disputes?
No, you know Bilby, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He quit. He's gone full farming. He's doing a gentrified, like, sweet potato thing up in Detroit. He's got, like, two blocks. He just quit and went off the reservation. It's big deal. Like, you could be moving up to first shift.
Really?
Yeah, but like he was in charge of that fucking diversity training bullshit as a student coach. So you got to get in here, man. Today's the last day for that PD service.
Okay, yeah. I'm walking out the door. I'm grabbing my keys. Yeah, thanks, appreciate it. All right.
Lucy's holding up a cat dressed like an emo character with some vomit on his whiskers. And your son's.
Honey, I don't have time for your Rocky Horror Picture Show cat show. Daddy has to go to work.
So, Shelly, you sense it. You sense it in the air after years of being trained. Someone's about to ask you to babysit.
No.
Can you get out in time?
Yes, I am.
Roll stealth. You escape?
I'm going to do my best. I don't have any stealth. Like, and my box has nothing.
You could use some other skill, whatever you could justify. Demolition.
There's a base of 10%.
Small fire. Yeah.
If I sense that she's trying to get out, can I try to help? Like, because if she wants to get out, I want to help her get out.
Yeah, can do that. I will allow you to sacrifice that, but you're going to have to babysit.
Oh, yeah. I'm the middle child. I expect that I'm going to end up handling both dinner and babysitting. Now, there's probably some reason that's a terrible idea, but I don't see that. You know, Jacob doesn't see that.
Okay.
So I am going to.
I mean, what it ended up being, I failed it because I don't have anything that's over 90.
You see your brother stepping in as your father starts moving towards you like a hunter, getting ready to make you babysit. Do you feel bad that he just jumped on the grenade? Or are you just like, peace?
I feel a little bad. I kind of lean into him and whisper in his ear that I'm going to bring him home some vegan takeout on the way home as repayment.
Hell yeah.
All right. Okay. So you're all out the door then, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, and parting dig, I yell to my dad to enjoy his cultural appropriation dinner.
All right, have fun, whatever. Well, sport, it's just me and you and Lucy.
Well, it sounds like it's just me and Lucy, kind of, right?
Yeah, you
like,
have to go
that
to work.
sounded like something happened, or work over.
Yeah, some things going down at the office might have a chance for me to get back onto first shift so I can spend the evenings at home with you and your mom and your siblings. So, but you know, I got to go in and make sure I can, you know, get this chance, and then
yeah,
you know, this weekend we can take the boat out to the lake,
mm-hmm.
and it'd be a grand old time.
Yep, that is what fun is. Yeah, go do it. Go kick gas or whatever, and maybe that'll help.
Yeah, I give him a hearty clap on the back, and he's like, "You're a good kid."
Like he sort of takes a stumble step from that, like just kind of wilts at the touch.
All right, so Casey, make a drive check.
Okay. Yeah, make it. I drive 70.
Oh, thank God you got there before the scream stopped. Otherwise, you couldn't have traced the call. So your day at work's going well. Anyway, you are now in charge of diversity on the driving wheel. Which is the new the DDW program at the Canyon Aero plant. And diversity in the driving wheel requires educational trainers, so your day at work will be both managing the factory floor while simultaneously holding meetings with consultants about making sure that there's little sexual harassment where you're assembling the Canyon Aeros. So... persuade them that they don't need to do an extra day on the body assembly floor, which is staffed entirely by robots. Roll persuade. They don't believe you. They think you're trying to cover up a crime. Yeah.
I got a 3 out of 40, so I do persuade them.
Yes. All right. Yes. You've managed to cut a few days off the training by not training the robots to be less racist. So you've figured it out. So that's worked for you. That is going to be Shelley. How does what's your professor's name that the blue folder was for?
Robert Smalls. He's kind of a jerk, but you know what? He's a good teacher, and I respect him for that.
All right, so Professor Smalls is, of course, lecturing. And he's like, and finally, the answer to 14, which on your paper should have been exactly in the notes I gave you in the PowerPoint, is going to be Miss Crick.
37.
Roll mathematics. Is that the right answer?
Sorry, what am I rolling?
You should have a science skill.
Oh, I do.
A mathematics skill.
Oh, I pass. I pass real good.
Yes, he's very impressed. He does not. He doesn't berate you for the cat vomit on his homework that you turn in. But he's just glad you did it, because that's the level of respect he can expect as an adjunct professor at a community college. anyway. It is 2021 in America. Jacob Crick, roll D100 to see your percentage of attendance to high school.
Oh, boy. 87.
Damn! All right. Describe what is going on in your online class as you are taking care of Lucy, as you and literally 13% of the other classroom are signed in. Listening to a haggard person discuss what topic?
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be something about the civil rights movement, and like everyone is arguing about what is allowed to be said about that, but like that got sidelined too because the eyeball tracking robot is really on the fritz, and like just a cascade of notifications is going off, and like it's plain to everyone that this is kind of like, it's almost like a dystopian substitute teacher. Like, we can do whatever we want. None of this is working.
Actually, you start getting a lot of artifacting. Roll computer science.
Ooh, computer science. I have that at a 0.
Nice!
So, theater kid. Is there any auto success on, like, a 1?
Oh, God, or... no. No, it's just
no,
bad. Your internet cut out. You don't
idea.
Get to go to school anymore. Welcome.
No.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You've dropped out that because the internet service provider said you did. So There's a ring at the door. Who wants to get it? Dex time 5 check. Or are you going to race?
Definitely a race.
Okay. Well, if it's a race, I will get there, but I'll let Lucy win.
Okay.
Like, just so I'm there to supervise, but she'll squeak out a victory at the last second.
All right, you get there. Do you open the door?
Absolutely.
All right, there's a woman standing out there. She's dressed like Target. She's just the personification of Target. She is khaki as a human being, roughly a couple inches shorter than Jacob there, hands crossed. And go, hello, who are you?
Hello.
I am Miss Devereaux. It is lovely to meet you. She extends a hand to you.
I'll shake the hand. Is this mom's friend?
I sort of step forward and do the little, like, mom arm thing on Lucy.
Mm-hmm. And you, young man.
Can I help you with something?
Yes. My name is Caroline Devereaux. I'm new to the neighborhood.
Hi.
I have been recently hired by the HOA to provide child care services for people within this particular gated community. And I have been going around the houses, introducing myself and asking if anyone needs my services.
Does Jacob know if there is an HOA?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, no, Jacob has spent much of his life fastidiously weed whacking the sidewalks.
Okay,
at the behest of the Pyrenees HOA. Yes. They are a real political force in Overland Park.
That
perhaps
one time
the only
we had
law.
That shed with all the cool stuff in the back, and we had to take it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Your father once thought about bringing a ham radio tower into the backyard just to annoy them. It was a sort of symbolic relation. But mother talked him out of it. Yeah.
I'll say, thank you very much. But we are just fine here. We got to close this door. I'm so sorry, but like, we don't let the cat out.
Lovely. Please take my card.
Sure. He's going to try to be polite, even though he's sort of, like, about it. So, he'll take the card.
Yeah, he gets the card.
Good luck, I guess.
Yeah, she walks away. No.
Yeah. She seems nice.
Yeah, people do.
Alright, the rest of the night continues. Persuade Lucy to go to bed.
Okay. We'll see if I can come up with a good argument.
I want to be spooning Tiger some of the
Hey, I'm successful
rice.
Here. I don't know. Maybe the tack that I take is, look, like, Shelly went out and we're, you know, just, it's just the two of us here, and if we do what our parents expect us to do, maybe they won't be so uptight about, like, giving us some free time and stuff. Like, show responsibility or whatever. It's kind of silly, but it'll probably work.
So if we're good now, we can be silly later.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
people are motivated by surprisingly small gestures.
Okay, so Shelly, you get a call after your last class gets out. It's Josh.
Hi, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, Shell. I'm not feeling super great. Could you take my shift tonight? I am dying. I feel really gross.
Yeah, what's in it for me?
Oh, man. You know, I'll hook you up. What do you want? Are you 21 yet?
Not yet. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I got you. No, I got you paid back. Oh, it's cool. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. I got it. You know I hate closing with Brad, but I mean, whatever.
Well, everyone hates closing with Brad. I hate working with Brad.
You know why I hate closing with Brad. He's a creep.
Yeah, you'll be fine. He's just a sad Jimmy John's person, which we shouldn't think about too hard. But anyway, I'm going to go back to sleep.
Fine. You owe me vodka and pepper spray next time I see you.
Okay. Roll 1d4 and lose that much willpower.
Oh, no.
You're exhausted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, you can just type that into.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah,
you're well tired.
It's a terrible shift at Jimmy John's. Wednesday is the day for sandwiches, apparently. All right, Agent Crick, roll firearms.
Oh shit! Yep, make that.
Oh God, you managed to hit it before it got him. Jesus. Yeah. Anyway, back to Roger. What time you get home from work?
It probably would be around midnight.
Cool. Yeah, you got a good 4 hours, 5 hours before you got to get in the morning and teach all the stuff you just did to the new trainers, so they can do first shift. So, yeah. But that Bilby's job is yours. You just keep this up for another 3-4 weeks. You're. That extra $1.25 an hour is in your pocket, sir. All right. Are you still up, Jacob?
I think so. I think I'm literally doing dishes when Dad comes back in, and I'll do like the little hush motion and be like, Lucy's actually asleep.
Wow. You didn't have to like put on a fashion show first for her?
Oh, well, I mean, we did do that, but we got it done before bedtime.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Well, good job. And, I mean, thanks for helping.
Did you get any food at work?
No. I was completely swamped, you know, working from
okay,
the minute I came in.
This is what's left. If you want it, I'm going to be going to bed.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, son. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Did your sister bring you back some vegan food?
No. Did Shelly, like, text me or something?
I don't know, Shelly. Do N times 5. Did you text him?
Oh, man, N times 5 to remember.
Yes, I did text him.
All right, so you don't take the hit to helplessness.
Yeah, she got just stuck with, yeah, like, another shift at work, so...
Man, seems like everyone has today. It's just been a little crappy crappy Wednesday all around, it looks like.
Yeah. And I remember to hand him the business card. This weird lady came by, too. I guess the HOA's, like, micromanaging people's childcare now, too?
Well, you know, that's always an option. I mean, I don't want to have you, you know, watching your sister all the time. I mean, you've got your own life and your own things going on.
It's honestly, it's okay, but I told her I'd give this to you, so anyway, I better go to bed.
All right, well, good night, son.
He's already halfway up the stairs, like, just
plot, ends plot, like a plot. Raymond Carver short story. Yeah, so Shelly, what's your job in closing?
I have to clean up all of this mess that everyone else made during the day. Closing the line is my least favorite thing.
Yeah. Okay. it's hard to pick the most repulsive thing about Brad, but if you had to, what was it?
When I'm, like, focusing on the line and, like, cleaning all those little containers that hold all the toppings, he likes to, like, come up behind me way too close and, like, tell me what to do by whispering in my ear.
Yeah, in fact, you imagine it and you turn around sort of instinctively and you sort of catch him, like, moving in for it, and he just sort of, like, recedes back. He's like, hey, you need a ride home tonight, or...
No, I drove. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay. How's school going?
School's fine.
Doing medicine and stuff?
Yeah, I'm just counting down the days until I can stop working at this hellhole.
Yeah, man, right? I know, me too. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Lucky guy marries you, gets to take care of him, right? Yeah. So you want a ride or anything?
No, I can promise you that I need nothing from you, Brad.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm just going to head out then. He heads out back. You have to do the entire job yourself. So that'll be another 1d2 willpower as he is literally peeling out of the parking lot right now. He did nothing he was supposed to do. Like, yeah, it's disgusting.
That seems super irresponsible. So I'm assuming he has the keys as manager, but that's not my job.
No, it definitely is. But it's also a Jimmy John's and no one gives a shit. The American Empire is dying and we're just inside of it. Yeah, so
super glad I am losing every single willpower point that I have. Awesome.
Perfect record so far.
Capitalism is draining my willpower.
All right, Agent Casey, roll sand. This is unnatural. You're not hardened against it.
Yeah, I know. I figured. You said I was shooting at it. That's not great. I make my I'm just on a roll. I just do not give a fuck. I make my sand check.
All right. What do you think about when it's just one as you walk through the door to your house at 2 a.m.? You suppress it down to one sand loss. What is that flash of one sand loss? Yeah.
It's dead. It can't follow me here. It can't hurt anyone anymore. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's as dead as it can be. Yeah. That's it.
Did you wait up for her, Roger, or not?
No, I have to be up in like 4 hours, so I fucked off to bed. Not the first time.
All right, Shelly, you arrive just as your mom gets home at like 2 a.m.
Well, before I left work, since Brad wasn't there to monitor me, I made my brother like the weirdest vegan sandwich I could possibly gather from Jimmy nice. John. So it's just like the stale bread with like the avocado spread and sprouts and tomatoes, and it's pathetic, but it's the best that I could do. So I wrapped that up and put that in the fridge for him with his
Italian. You're hot
bringing
peppers.
Home
don't
like a 24 inch sub chopped into parts like logs just to stick it to bread. I like it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you meet your mom with a handful of sandwich as she's unlocking the door. Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Shelly. I see you've had a long day, too.
Another day in a series of days.
Yep, well, it will, it's hard, but you're strong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much choice right now. Some days it feels like I have to run this house myself.
I know. I'm trying to get out of the... I'm trying to reduce my work so I don't have to go out as much on short notice, but it's...
Well, maybe you should try harder, Mom. I need to go to bed.
Good night, Shelly.
Alright, your daughter leaves you, and we'll leave the scenario at Agent Casey Crick alone in her foyer, looking down at the hardwood floor, where the card of a nanny sits, where it was left earlier that day. In the scenario there. So part two later, but questions, connections, comments, That was part run of what I'm calling Nanny Devereaux.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
I love how fucking sad it is.
Being crushed by the mundanity of real life.
Yeah, it's Delta Green, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I may have sold you a bill of goods with the Ravenclaw carrier. I apologize. I just really need to do this podcast. I'm sorry. I gotta get him any way I can. Yeah. Old Gil needs to make the APs. Alright. So yeah, we'll just continue that in the future. So we'll see what's gonna happen to the Crick family. I guess we'll see you all next time. Bye.
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 Hey guys, I appreciate it. I appreciate being able to try weird things.
Hmm?
Go House Ravenclaw for Delta Green. I'm sure Dennis and Shane and
Hogwarts
the barrel.
Is now the hella Hogwarts. It's the Hogwarts carrier. Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you're the barrel of Adam Scott Glancy's musket that read this, we hope you enjoyed it. And this has been Delta Green Dead Channels. So thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.